I'm sorry again, we had some computer or technology internet problems, so hopefully this will work at least for the duration of this year. I want to finish up what we discussed yesterday in terms of the Dominicus, the Shiva, the Kiyum, and really it's probably the same subject as I'm talking about today in terms of the actual Dominicus. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Daled, the whole discussion whether how many days during the course of the week of the Shiva, the Kiyum, the Dominicus are required. Again, we discussed different understandings of what the bedikas are for. It never really says specifically you have to do bedikas during the Shiva Nekiyam. We know that we actually have two things, there are two issues related to the Shiva Nekiyam, that any Riyas Dam during the Shiva Nekiyam will be Sosa, the count, right? So I have to start over again, and we actually look for Dam. That's what the Bedikas are for. And it's a question of where that comes from, whether it's the rights of the Rabbanan and so on. We discussed yesterday the Chavos Da'as, which is a part of which was printed over here in source number 39, which we're up to. Basically says that if the only time a person becomes a Nida, a woman becomes a Nida, is if she has a Hargasha, that's the only time a Riyas Dam with her, it's only a Riyas Dam with a Hargasha that creates the status of being a Nida. So obviously she didn't feel anything, so what's the purpose of the Bedikas? What's the, so basically he says that there are a couple of things. In fact, a Riyas Dam during Shiva Nekiyam can uproot the Shiva Nekiyam without being goring the status of a Nida. That's kind of the position he has. The problem is, or the chumra, so to speak, is that emerges from this Chavos Da'as is that if a woman has said that the purpose of the Bedikas Shiva Nekiyam is to produce Nekiyam, and therefore, even if she has a makkah, in effect, even if she has a makkah, it doesn't matter. That's when you come a woman, that she's not going to be able to get out of being. Get out of the Shiva Nekiyam, because even though any Riyas Dam will be Sosa, even if it doesn't render her a Nida because it's not Hargasha, but it'll be Sosa in the count. All right. And therefore if a woman actually has a Riyas Dam, a regular Riyas Dam, and then she has a Makkah. And we know the Dam comes from the Makkah, it doesn't matter, because it needs to be a Vedika that reveals that there's no Dam at all. All right. So if she had a good Vedika after the Hasatara, then she's okay. But if not, then she's going to be in trouble. So it comes out really a chumrah, a big chumrah with this Chavos Da'as, that even if we can attribute the dam to something else, even to even dam to a makkah, would basically do away with any kulas of ksamim during the week of the Shiva Nekiyam. Right, we assume that if it's only a kesem, it's a tiny drop, or it's a wrong color, and so on and so forth. But according to this. We assume, let's say the woman has some other type of a makkah, I don't know, and then, so the Shiva Nekiyam will not be uprooted by a kesem if we can attribute it to a kesem, all right? But if we, in other words, well, even according to the Chavos Da'as, if we know that it has, it came from somewhere else entirely, then he'd be making also, it's not come from Dam and Amokar, but we don't know, or if there's nothing to be told us, it'll be quite a chumrah. Lemaisa, many Achronim don't accept the Chumrah of the Chavos Da'as, but nevertheless, we should just be aware that it exists. Again, other Achronim are lenient about it. The other question that comes up is, can we, again, we know that a Dam Makkah is Tahor, So again, Chavos Da'as has a chumrah that even since we can't, in other words, let me try and explain the svar of the Chavos Da'as. Even though the dam is coming from Makkah, we can't ascertain that she has definitely stopped bleeding until there is indication there's no bleeding. It's not enough for us to say, well, we know this blood comes from someplace else. In other words, if a woman is a Nida, she did her Hefsek Tara, and the Bedikah Kulot had some Dam on it, and the next couple of days had Dam on it. So good. So now we can figure out that she had a Makkah. All right. It's a Makkah that we know is Motzi Dam. So Chavos Da'as says we can't say for sure that she stopped bleeding because she's still seeing Dam. And even if a doctor comes or a Bodekas comes, takes a look and says, hey, I know that that's not going to help. Unfortunately, won't be able to matter the woman to her husband until she gets some kind of clean medica. All right, so this is a problem. If a woman always has some kind of source of blood, she's going to be also forever. So that's a tremendous kumra from the Chavos Da'as. There are other kulas, however. which other Achronim advanced, that's what we're up to in source 40. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a tshuva in source 40 of the previous, of yesterday's packet. Okay, 1 second, one again. Rabbi Akiva Eger, tshuva says, Rabbi Akiva Eger Madura, Kama Simon Sama, source 40. He quotes a tshuva from the Zichron Yosef. Well, has a kula, but it's a different type of hesek tara. Okay, he says, Ra'isel Tshuva Zichron Yosef, right, he says, basically his assertion is that basically a woman knows, she knows that she sees Dom only for a certain, a fixed period of time. She always sees Dom for this period of time, right? She knows, she always sees for 4 days, 5 days, and so on and so forth. And she feels and knows for certain, once those days are up, so that can affect substitute for a hefsek tara. Okay, where did he come up with such a thing? So the Zichron Yosef says that most women only see for a few, you know, X number of days, and they know how many days they see for. Okay, and therefore he says that if she knows when her period was over, that can count as a hefsek tara. Where did you get such an idea from? So you remember that Gemara that says, remember the Gemara that if a man came home from a trip, okay, and he finds his wife asleep in bed, okay, can he assume that she's tahara and at least give her a kiss and the audience observe all the harchakos, okay? So the Gemara says that if he knows her cycle, remember he knew when she was expecting to be finished and so on and so forth, remember? So all he has to do is calculate if she completed her yamei nida, okay, and it was time for her to go to the mikveh, then she's tahara. Okay, remember that? So now, the Gemara discussed, maybe her time was up, but she'd go to the mikveh, right? That was part of the suffering. Remember that, Gemara? Right, maybe the calculation was that time was up, and how does he know that she went to the mikveh? Okay, that's what the Gemara raises. So the Zichron Yosef points out that apparently the Gemara's only concern was she didn't go to the mikveh. The Gemara did not say, well, maybe she didn't perform a hefsek tara, right? You hear the point? Maybe the Gemara did not advance that as a problem and say maybe she shouldn't perform a hefsek tara. All right, so Mamela, well, why was the Gemara concerned? Why was the Gemara only concerned in that case that he has to ask her if she went to the mikveh? Maybe she didn't go to the mikveh. Maybe she didn't do a hefsek tara either, right? So evidently, you see from here, he said that if she has a set cycle, and that's what we're talking about in that case, when one has a set cycle, okay, she doesn't bleed for more than X number of days, then once that X number of days are up, so, you know, there's no need for any type of, you know, bidiki or any type of hefsek tara. The hefsek tara is gufa that we know that she never bleeds beyond that point. Okay? And he says in a certain sense that this is even better than a bidiki. Okay? Because, you know, she'd been doing this, she's been having this procedure or this pattern for the last 20 years. You know, so therefore, if this will work, that would help. If the Chavis Das would accept this, that would, you know, that'll help for the woman who can never seem to get a clean bedikah cloth. According to me, you don't need a clean bedikah cloth. If, again, to clarify, the Chavis Das is acknowledging that it comes from a makkah, but he said, I don't care. It's too bad it came from a makkah, but we have to get something clean. According to the Zichron Yosef, you have another way out. Okay, now, because Eger does not like this. He quotes it, but he says, L'dayti kosha lismachazeh. Okay, because he says a bedikah means going into the choron and tzedakin, or tzedakin, we'll talk about that today, you know, to the inner parts and so on. And who says it's always true that it won't stop after the same number? Rabbi Akiva Eger has several objections. Okay, and another objection relates to the whole question, which I'm not going to go into now in detail, but relates to the whole question of vestas deraisa and vestas darabonah. Okay, because he says that the Gemara that the Zichron Yosef quoted, so that whole discussion, that Gemara that he quoted, that the man coming home from the trip and so on, that was assuming Vestas Midoraisa, if you recall, right? Because you say the fixed time, Vestas Midoraisa, okay? So according to, you assume Vestas Midoraisa, what does that mean? It means that Vestas are very serious and she's going to have Dom when the Vestas begins, okay, and so on. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Yeager says that since the Gemara assumes that the husband could rely on calculating when she normally would have stopped bleeding, that means Vestas Deraisa. And that's why we assume that the Bedikah is not required according to that view. But if we pass in Vestas Darbonan, okay, well, just as the kashas that she'll stop, that she'll bleed when the vest is only drabbanan, maybe that's not enough to exempt her from the hafsekar on the other end, because maybe it's also drabbanan. You follow? The Rekib Eger is saying that the Zichron Yosef's approach works if you assume vest is deraisa. The vest is deraisa means something is fixed, and we expect her to stop it, start at this point and stop at that point. Okay, so then you can entertain the Zichron Yosef's idea. But according to Rekib Eger, we assume vest is drabbanan. So, you know, that's not necessarily the case. We can't assume it's going to start at a certain point. We likewise can't assume it's going to stop at a certain point. Okay, so therefore, and since we paskin, as a general rule, Rekib Eger says, vest is drabbanan. Okay, so that vest is the end of the vest alone would not suffice to replace the hefsek tara. We require some kind of bedikah as well. And that's why Rekib Eger rejects the Zichron Yosef. And again, with this chavos das, you know, you're in trouble. You know, you're in a situation. Okay. However, despite the Rekib Eger's rejection, okay, there are others who defend the Zichron Yosef's approach, and again, you know, so maybe it's something to keep in the mix, because you know, even you know, it's truly hold best is the Rabbanan. But here, if a woman has had this pattern for the last 20 years, she bleeds for 5 days. So that, you know, there's a strong, forget about vest of deraisa, vest of rabbanan. You don't have to make it. The other achronim say you don't have to make the Zichron Yosef's kula dependent on vest of deraisa, vest of rabbanan. That's Rekib Eger's chop. I mean, logical. You don't have to make it dependent upon that. Okay.
And also, the
vest of deraisa altogether.
So the Metzias is the same for both.
Right, in that case, correct, very good. Because also it's a question of Metzias. And these Metzias are, if her Metzias is that she always sees X number, so you can rely on Metzias to here, not without bringing it into the Machlokes. Anyway, it's a possible, you don't have to say like Rekib Eger, okay? The Chassam Sofer in the next source 41, and his one of his children, Skadikar Desim Kuf Ayin Zion, he has sort of a middle position. He requires a hefsek tara, okay? But he says the other bedikas, okay, then we can assume if there was no hargosha, that's good enough. In other words, he kind of a middle position, so the Chassam Sofer. But the hefsek tara needs to happen. But if she knows that there was no hargosha, then that can substitute for bedikah. It can't substitute for the hefsek tara, but it can substitute for the bedikahs during the shiva nikim. So it helps a little bit. Right? Look what he says. Oh, my knee, 41. Hadid din emes, kav hefsek tara. The ain't tarach raya, almost serious nikim, tarach raya, and so on and so forth. And he says, if lo hirgisha psichas pia mokar, yada lo hefsek tara. One second. Yes, he says, in other words, look at the end. He says, if Amnu Yezeb Ashkocha Pratis by Ofen Shalom Nachosh Dilma Irgish of Alavadai, the Elisha Tamo, she's very certain, right? She knows she'll das, but Vadai, Shalom is Nach Makoro, and so on. She was not Messiah, the Dias, the Das, and everything else. That knows that, then we can rely on that for, you know, for Medica. That's the Tzom Sofer.
But
she still has to get
Yeah.
I know, so it's a partial help. However, Nodavihuda, Madura Kama, Chalikardeh Simon Nuntes, takes it a step further. He says, even for the Hefsek Tara, 42. He says, Ain Emes Shabi Arti Mishuma Charashi Ikra Medika, he Mishum Shabishas Medika, no senes daito la hargish im dam yotze menorakar. Okay, Masha Ainam Argesha, Shadam Yotze, Masha Ainam Argesha, Shadam Yotze, Minamokar Mikri Hefsek Tara. Okay, so the Huda does take it further and says that it works for Hefsek Tara also. He refers to another chuba, an earlier chuba, Memvav. Chalikardeh is saying soon Memvav. Okay, and now, of course, there's only a Shasak Chak, and he doesn't want to come to this on his own. He says at the end, at the end of the chuba, okay, he says, in the schema, Ima Kvod Mechutani Arab, you know, he said that the other Rabbanim will come to agree with me, and so on and so forth. It's a mitzvah tar isha lebaila, you know. So if we can, you know, he's not wild about it. Let's put it that way. Okay, he's not wild about it, but he says that, you know, there is room for some kula. Okay, so that's wanted to mention about that. Again, in these situations, the Huda would accept this kula. This kula is different than Yosef. Okay. If it's not so common that it comes up. If it does, you have to look on a case by case basis. Zichron Yosef and Rekiv Eger doesn't accept it, but then some sofer has a partial kula, and the Behuda is even more of a kula. And therefore, the Behuda certainly shall be lismoch. Yeah. One second. You see, just one other lumdus of another Behuda. See, if we hold Vestas to our bottom, because that was the whole time, right? That's Rekiv Eger's time. If you hold Vestas to our bottom, what does that mean? Okay, we have the Vestas, when the Vestas begins, so the Chazoka that she's beginning to bleed at this time, and that goes against the Chazoka that she had until now. She was Cheskes Tara. She was Cheskes Chazoka that she was Tahora. Okay. So we say that the chazokas cancel each other out, and we'll say that she's mutter until proven also. That's Vestas Drabana, right? Vestas Drabana, because the chazaka that she's supposed to begin to bleed now. Okay, on the other hand, she has a chazaka that she's Tahora. So therefore, the chazokas will cancel out, mutter until proven also. Okay, that's exactly Vestas Drabana. Okay, now, you could say the same thing now, at the end of the period. Because there's a chazaka that she is not going to bleed any further because she doesn't bleed more than five days or 6 days, whatever the number is. Okay, so chazaka, she's not going to bleed any further. Okay, on the other hand, she has a chazaka that she was tired. She was a nidah for sure. So again, so therefore the chazaka is, the chazaka, the vessels that she's not bleeding anymore will cancel out the cheskes tumah, the two chazakas will cancel it out. And again, mutter until proven also. So that's another Yehuda, even if you hold Vestas Drabana. Okay. All right, enough said about that. Everyone get that? That's good. Now, finally, just to finish up the Siv Dalet here, okay, this is all part of Siv Dalet. The Gemara, when do you do the Bedikah? What is the timing of the Bedikah? Okay. What is the timing of the Bedikah? So the Gemara Nida says as follows in Avud Zanim and Aleph. I'm talking about the Bedikas during the Shiva Nakim. Okay. Can they be at night? We talked about morning and Shkia time, so what about night? So the Gemara says in Avud Zanim and Aleph, Toshma, shall base Munbaz Hamelech, Hayo Osin Gimel Dwarim, Maskin Osin Shraat, Ema, both give me to say a Bayom. But one of them is both give me to say a Bayom. And Tosus there explained, okay, these people, based Munbaz, they would do it by day, and that was considered praiseworthy. You can do it by the candlelight, but it was better to do it during the course of the day. And Tosus later in Nida, on some testament Aleph, the Ramas was Shiva 46, right? The Sirius Lila in a Sira. Night, it doesn't count. Okay, that doesn't count. You have to look during the day. And that's why the Rosh Bor writes in Torah Sabayis, Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Zayin Shar Hei, or Hayom Yofel Abdika Shabayis, Vein Bot Kumisel Abiyom, Maskin Os Sushra. Okay, so based on this, it's preferable to do with Abdika during the day. By the way, we'll come to the paper, as opposed to Abdika's comments. We say Abdika of Yofel or Haner. Right? Why do we do Bedikas Chametz or Lar Boso? We do Bedikas Chametz, every Pesach morning. It's light out, right? So we say no. We have to do it Lor Haner, right? It's going to be the Pesachim. We do Bedikas Chametz. Dafka, why? So that type of search, the Lor Haner is better, okay? Because we're searching in places where the light doesn't always shine directly during the course of the day. It's underneath, and that's not the same thing over here. The Beis Yosef writes. In our simon here, Kuf Tzaribo, Siftal, Kotzer Ashbo, which was by the Kotzer, which is read, or Yom Yafel Dika, Shekain Shal Beis Munbaz, Ein Bot Kim Yisrael Av Yom, Azkirin Osol Shvach, the Kotzer Ben Yucham, and so on, Vahish Shal Beis Munbaz, Yad, Lefish, Ein Ama Akim, Kala, Azkur Rav Av Rabbeinu. It's not Makev, that's why the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch don't mention it. The Torah and the Rambam don't mention it. The Shulchan Aruch does, though. The end of Siddalim 49 here. Mabadika tiyah l'or hayom, v'lo l'or haner. Okay, the Torah says Shlomim. And put it in, you know, with Zukot and Tez. Okay, distinguishes between this type of Bedika and Bedika's Chametz. Right, the Torah Shlomim writes, v'ha these are Shulchan or haner yom for the Bedika. Right? And so on. So he says, "Shiny lid of Bedika's Chometz, shall lid of Bechorim is talking about Mokom she'ein or hayom yachol lishlot." In other words, when you got to get under a couch, you got to, so you go with a candle or a flashlight or whatever. Even during the day, you won't be able to see underneath there. It's light out, but that's a covered place. It's Mokom she'ein or hayom yachol lishlot. Hashem can be there yachol lachapes Bechorim is talking. Like you can search even in, you know, cracks and other things where you look in this room, they crack inside this drawer or whatever it is. You know, don't see it as much, even though it's probably sunny out. Well, yeah, it's pretty sunny out. Okay, it's a probably sunny day. So, you know, you don't see it as well as you would with a candle. However, here, Mashenikin Bedika Sacholok Va'ed, examining, we're not talking about the Bedika of her body now, we're talking about the Bedika of the cloth which she inserted in her body. So then, that's certainly better. Okay, you go to a place where there's a lot of light. Lochain told me also, I want to clarify the point. We're not talking about the Bedika inside the body, that's the whole of the cloth. It's not done with light or a candle. Okay, you should insert something. Now you got to look and see, is there a dominant? So that we look during the course of the day. Okay?
Can she do the what we call bedika at night and then just look at the cloth during the day?
Yeah, so that's a question. Okay, that's an important question. We'll come back to that. Okay, we'll come back to that. All right? So the answer is it's better. It really should do the bedika during the day, unless it's shas and pak. Yeah. Okay? We'll come back to that. Anyway, that takes care of this unit. All right, let's go back here now, talking about the Bedikas. And here, it's really just, you know, I collected the Makaras. And let's proceed from there. Just the moment. Yeah. So we'll start with the Mishnah Nid, the Samech HaSalaf, source one. I'd like to see if we can get through this all today. Should be able to. Okay. Bod ka'atzmi wa shvi shachris umotza tmeo, men ha-shmashot lo yifrisho, lachas man bod ka'atzmi wa shvi shachris Okay, the woman examined herself on the morning of the seventh day, but didn't do a hefsek tahara. We'll assume she's still tamei, even if she checks later and finds herself to be tahara. Didn't have the hefsek tahara. The topic here is what the nature, so to speak, of the hefsek tahara is. Okay, moment. Yeah. This is what the nature of the Bedika is really, not about it's the nature of the Bedika. So the Meiri, commenting on that Gemara and Tzav Chesam and Alam, source 2, right, Bodkatz Mashri, and Dibra Masa Mishnah Shni, source 2. Bodkatz Mashri, Shalom Bashakis, and what's the coming, will be an Ashmos of Vishra, tell a low Bodkatz on a Hafish Bukhara, in Poske El Asher Gisha, Behefsek, Bandar, the Yama, Filo Bodkam, and Tzark Tmei, Tzon Lomar, Omedes, Besuf, Exiba, Lahavi, Karbam, Shalom, Leos, Nechal Utami Torah said, "Misavu who did in love bodka shakris, shekol shalom bodka becheska shalom poska he omedes." That's the key. All right, then the Miri says, in other words, the woman never did a hefsek tahara. She felt that she wasn't in charge of any dam. She waited a few days, but she never checked. So we have to assume she's still tamei. In other words, a hefsek tahara, bottom line, is a sine qua non. Okay, leaving out, we said before, with Zikon Yosef and so on, but basically, according to the Gemara, the hefsek tahara is a must. She doesn't do a hefsek tahara. Then we have to assume that she remains tamei. Okay? And the Rashbam writes in the Bais Aruch by Zayin Shar, hey, 3, kol hanashim shiro da, osha tamei svishim kesem. It doesn't matter. She actually had a re'ir, it was only a kesem. Tzrichos lahafsik b'tahara, kodem shetasu lish b'shivin akim shalom. V'afal pi, shir gisha shepasku domel. Again, that not to be huda, that was shasad chak. We're talking about now, ikar din. Okay, but afal pish your gisha shapas with the male, la olam he bechesed male, and she tipto the timtza Torah. So she needs, that any woman who saw dam needs to have the Torah before counseling she hakim, even if she felt the cessation of any dam coming out. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes here in Sifhei, and our Simon Kuk said about Sifhei, bodka atz biyom shapas kamiliros or motzat male, u bodka l'achar shosho dalia motzat Torah. Still, Harez Bechesed Tmei, Acha Tifsok Betara. That's the concept of Hefsek Tara. Shula Olam Eina Soferis, Acha Tiftok Imposna V'Oz Monol V'Achrasa. Okay, we know this already, but that's the formulation of this din. And the Shach points out simply in Sukkot and Tess, Okay, she doesn't do any checking at all that day, and checked a few days later, she remains tamei. All right, so now let's try and understand what exactly or how exactly this bedika is done. Okay, how exactly the bedika is done. Okay, with me? I mean, this is pretty easy stuff. Okay, at this point, how exactly is the bedika done? So the Gemara has enough Yud Zayin Amalav. The following story six. Tashma shall base Munbraz Malachayus and Gil Dvar Matzilos Hashemach. I mentioned both came to the same Bimila Parhava. Okay, I mean the strips of cotton. Okay. Sayla Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel ain't broken the media, Ella be Pakulin. Pakulin is cotton. How do you know? Look in Rashi, 7. Pakulin, cotton. Coton. Okay, I don't know what, I guess in French. That's what I said. So, cotton. Okay, strips of cotton. Oh, but Semer not give her off. Or it should be wool, it's soft. Okay. Amr Rab, Hainan de Chiambi Hassam, Arbi Shabasa, Amr Boy Pakulin, Benama, Vadinama Kamar. Why he has, you know, he was looking for cotton, you know, cotton for the bread or whatever. So the lotion sang in order, right? From medika cloth. Okay. Amar Rabba. Hani shochak to kitna mala medika. Rabba just says that it was in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. There was, you know, there were women and people who were looking for pakuli benama. They didn't know what they meant. Okay. An Arab Shabbat. Or it says that the Talmud Chacham had to be it with their wives, the Tasha and their wives, the Arab Shabbat. So they were looking for. Now there's cotton clothes. All right, anyway. Amarava, Hani Shaki the Kitna. Okay, Shaki is like worn out. Right? Begadim Bluyin Shal Pishtan, Rashi says. You know, worn out linen clothing. Also good for the deacon. Ain't even Talent of Menashe, ain't both the Mitaloba, ain't Adam, Aleb, and Shaka, Aleb, Pishtan, and a Bakulam with seven Noki Rah. Lokasha, Habi Kitna, Habi Money the Kitna. It's different between unwoven cotton, you know, unwoven linen and woven linen. Woven linen. Is better because the difference between woven and not woven, okay? Because it, you know, it's worn down, so it's better. If I say mahava hava money, the kidna hava chadat eva shakti, the older and newer. All right, again, we're up to today. We have ready-made bedikin cloths. Okay, they didn't have those until you buy them, like in a packet, you know, bedikin cloths. But in those days, they didn't have that. So all right, so you use cotton or the worn out. Linen cloth and so on and so forth. All right, the Rambam, well, Tosfos also pointed out that here, what's the difference between old and new and so on and so forth, because the Tosfos points out on that topic, the Gemara in Shavuos, when it's talking about the color of Saraj, it says the ace, it's Katsema Lovan Shnea Lovan, Kuma Beitzim Farsh, Kuma Glima de Kista, the Shaka Masha Charish Lovan Menayash. The sugya there talks about the different types of white in terms of discoloration zaras, right? That's one of these time chain arbors. So you know, so there are four different types of white. There's the white, the four whites are white as snow, okay? White like wool, white like marble, and white like egg white, okay? So that, you know, subcategories. So anyway, they're talking there about the white like wool. So it sounds there that the newer one is whiter. The answer is, we saw the house of the Gimish and we go to the Chabbis. The Hulk of the Chabbis, which is the Chabbis and Padir. Okay, it gets worn out when it's washed and so on, so that's the distinction. Okay, we're going to wait. Do we ever say, we're going to spend so much time on this, we're going to have this constant big clause. Anyway, the Rambam Paskin, Parag Dalad, Avilchus Rabia, Halach HaTazvah, Begadim Eilus, Mekankam, Emtikam, Shushal Pishtan, Shkokim, Ulevanim, Hemani Kerem, Edim, which we had at the beginning of the year, the two reasons why they're called Edom, either aid from Edos or aid from a word, a number that means basically Shmata. Okay, whatever it is. Rabbegesh, Rabbegesh, who nikra aid shalom, Rabbegesh, Rabbegesh, he nikra aid shalom. Okay, good. So the Rambam says simply that, you know, that things we use, the nikra, the older linen that's white in terms of its color. All right, the Agos Maimon is there on that Rambam, Karagal, Loch above, Yuchasir B, Os Yud 10. Right, so cane you call it up with Samar Geffen, also cotton, and it's white and so on. All right. When we come up with Shibudekas, that's on the Shir Shiva Nakiyim, Nachon lived up with Beg and Naki Velova. All right. And he mentions that well, for the Hefsik Tara, okay, it's better to use a completely clean. The Hefsik Tara, you know, the better to have the whiter, the better. All right, and he quotes that Gemara, Beis Munba, it says praiseworthy, although it wasn't absolutely kugel. Okay, and the Torah Paskins in Harasim and Kuf Tzadikov called the Dikos Elu, Bain Medikos Hefzik Tara, Bain Medikos Kol HaShiva, Lo Tivdak, Lo Bemeged Shochav, Lo Be'adu, Lo Be'ed Pishon Chodosh, Afilu Shunaki, Beloved Meshu Kosha, and the Bitsamer Naki Barath, got to be soft, because the reason you don't want it hard is not a question of the color. The reason you want it hard is a question of the, you know, if it's rough to the touch, so she won't insert it properly, you know, because it hurts. That's why it should be soft. Okay? So it says, Tzemenaki Ralph, which is a gift of me, Pishon Yashan, Shunaki Ralph. That's the Torah said very simply. Okay, wool, cotton, linen can be used, but provided they're soft. Okay? Now it's interesting that Beis Yosef has a deal to the Rambam we just read back in Source 9. He seems to say that it has to qualify as a beged. Okay? And you know, that's what look at the Rambam, look again in 9. Has to be linen and so on, okay, and calls it a beged. So that's the Beis Yosef wonders, right? The chol haniganaka, beged and lavan and the dafka beged, okay, has to be dafka beged and has to be dafka pishtan, which is a problem because you know that's the things the Rambam holds, but it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara had the rubber and other people use different things. Okay, so that's a little strange. That's how you learn the rubber. So, and the question is, maybe hold it, it's against the Gemara, because maybe we read the Gemara as if it was a rubber. But rubber's adding to what Shmuel said. I'll look back in Source 6. The first thing I think, Shmuel, right, Dharma Shmuel ain't broken, I think, the Elba Pakul and Obatamanaki Rah. And then you have Rabba, Hani Shachi, to keep the other types of materials. So the Beis Yosef suggests the Rabba learns maybe that the Rabba's arguing. Okay, you see that look down about five lines, six lines, and 12. Oh, dear Shlomo, so Rabba, the Rabba Shmuel, well, first it was our first, he said, he's arguing. Okay, maybe they're arguing. Yeah, I'm sorry, look at five lines, that was right the first time. Yes, Shlomo, the Rabba, so the Rabba, Polagashmuel. Okay, maybe they disagree. Then he suggests maybe they're not arguing. Okay. Well, the first he says, maybe the rubber is arguing Shmuel. All right. But then he said, oh, there's no some of the rubber Shmuel low plugi. Okay. The Rambam didn't mean to exclude anything else. He just meant to be more general. It's the way we read the Rambam. Anything which is white, anything, you know, anything where red wouldn't stand out as much would be a problem. All right. Look at the last words in the Rambam. Elohu adin l'cholat of the Beis Yosef, two lines on the bottom. Elohu adin l'cholat tzvayim she'im mar admu sneaker ram for beloved. Then that would be no good. Bottom line, the Shulchan Aruch says here in Sivvav, Simkut Tzadarav Sivvav 34, Kol B'dikas Elu, Bein B'dikas Hefzitara, Bein B'dikas Kol HaShiva, Tzvichas Yis B'beged Pishon Lovan Yerushan, O B'tzemer Gevet, O B'tzemer Lovan, Naki Rah. Again, as we linen, it's white, or it could be older type of material, it's softer, and something clean and soft. Okay? Now, okay, so that's the din. Again, we have built in cloths, but I don't want to skip this because it's here in the Shulchan Aruch. I just quoted in Source 14 the Marsham as a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Vav. We discussed the situation. The Marsham is over the Isha Shekosha Lelasas Medika Shu Nakiim Be'ed Yovish Ki Koy Vav. Okay, it hurts. I mean, some different people have different sensitivities to touch. Okay, I mean, we know that today, more than ever, that there's certain people, you know, are bothered by certain materials are touching their body and so on and so forth. You know, whatever, one of my youngest son has autism, so he, you know, he also was sensitive, not that sensitive, but he was also sensitive to touch. And we weren't sure how it was going to be with tefillin. And when you come back, Baruch Hashem, no issue whatsoever, never missed tefillin, Baruch Hashem. I mean, he loves putting on, now he's older anyway. But when he was, we were afraid, you know, what was going to be on the body. Other people, one of my daughters, are like velvet, you know, the materials are annoying to certain people. So that's the case the Marsham had, right? That's what he says in the Tshuva, Kikoy Vlog. But what she'll do is if she liquid dampens it, right? She puts it into Lachle Chayim, okay? She dampens it, that's okay. Then she'll be able to put it in. That's what he was asked about. All right, can she go ahead and dampen the A, dampen the Dika cloth in order to put it in more comfortably? He's Makel, okay? Yeah, I quoted the Marsham before. I don't know if I ever quoted him. Marsham was one of the Rishon Mordechai Shvadron, the famous Magid Yerushalayim, where Shvadron was his grandson, his namesake. Marsham was a big bucky. Someone used the Marsham to illustrate different drachim and learning. So told me a story once that somebody came to a shalat, or the shalat of Chaim Brisker, and asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, he said, think about it, and so on. And that's not the way. They need an answer more quickly. So he went to the Marsham, who's a big bucky, and the Marsham says the Pumigadim is Makel. Okay, there's a Shura Gemara that seems to suggest the Shri Machman, the Pumigadim is Makel. And they came back to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said, he looked into it. The Gemara said it's also there's a Shura Prima Gadim once we make it. It really depends on what your angle is. Anyway, but the Marsham was Makel in this case. Okay, and he says he can use a slightly dampened cloth because if it's going to be dry and it's going to hurt her, she's not going to do a proper bedika. Okay, and you know the truth of the matter is he proves that if we're always going to be concerned about a little dampness or liquid in the area, so we should make a rule that a woman can never do a bedika for a while after going to the bathroom because there's liquid there. We don't find such a cloth. We don't say, oh, she didn't do a bedika after. Question is going to, you know, relieve yourself because, you know, maybe there's dampness there. So evidently, we're not worried about that. It's the same thing is over here. Okay, that takes care of that. All right, next. That's the march on. Yeah. And the next issue is, B'dikas B'chorin Zotim, okay, which is important. The Mishnah says, okay, to begin, Mishnah not base. Okay, in the very beginning, neither. We know it says Hamishamesh is Pe'edim, Arizik, and Pekida. Momentous, they make Al Yad, Meisleis, Al Yad, and Pekida, Pekida. We discussed that already at length, why she's coming for the shorter time, either Meisleis or the last time she examined. What does it mean? What does it mean, Mishamesh is Pe'edim? So Rashi explains there in Bezim at Al 16. Rashi says, Mishamesh is Pe'edim, Shabodka Atzim Pe'ed, the Haim of the Sadim. She was checked herself for some time cloth in before or after. So Reizuk and Pekida, that counts as a Pekida, and therefore Imros Adam Achar Kach, because Arvis, Yishim Shabitzarayim, Me'edim Lomatan Taras, the Mevedikas Shakis, Achar Teshamish, Shai Kodim Tashmish Borka. Right? So you go back to the last time she did a Pekida, and before that, well, it was good. Okay, on the other hand, or go back Meisle, it's fine. So with this in mind, the Gemara a few pages later on that, hey, Ham and Aleph, you know, again, the Mishnah says, right, that the Shammai, right, that again, the Gemara is on that Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah of Ham and Aleph was saying, according to Shammai, that a woman who sees dam can assume that it wasn't present before then. And anything she did before was done by Heter. And Hillel said, no, Hillel said Shammai after the rice of Rabbanan. Just to go back, okay, whatever. And the Chacham have this compromise, they'll be choshesh, we'll go back to the 24 hours or to the last bedikah. Okay, now, anyway, So it's on that that the Gemara comments on Daf Hey and asks the following question. All right, why, if she didn't see any dam, why is she doing a bedikah altogether? Okay, I mean, the Mishnah tells her we have to do the bedikah twice every day, but that's for Taurus purposes. But it also says that she should do it for her husband. Remember we saw the Mishnah Adam yesterday, she said, or 2 days ago, right? It said that the Mishnah says that women should do B'dika in the morning, B'dika in the afternoon, and a B'dika with her husband. But what's she got to do with B'dika with her husband? She doesn't have any doubt. Okay, why does she have to do B'dika? Okay, I mean, so obviously for Taurus purposes, you understand. But what does she do B'dika for her husband for? The answer is, well, she has to do these other B'dikas anyway. All right, so, really, halacha l'maisa, a woman who has a cheskes tara does not need to do random bedikas, okay? That was only for tumah tara, but she's doing it for tumah tara, so she'll do it for this also. All right, now, so the Gemara says about Ham and Aleph. Let's take a look. In source 17, Amar Yudah Rosh Hashanah, Eid Shalifnei Tashmish, Eino Ma'atim, the right time, Amar Ketina, Mitok Shemahuma, Lebeisne, okay? The aid that is the cloth that was done before Tashrish doesn't count as the Pekida for being able to go back for Taurus purposes to that point. Why not? The Katina says, let's look at Rashi, again, 18, Ainam Amad, Aidei Meisleis, Aidei Pekila. Again, remember this, right? For Taurus purposes, we either go back to the late 24 hours or the most recent Bedika, whichever was less. So, Rabbi Huda Rashmul is saying that the cloth that she used to examine, that doesn't really count as a bedikah. Why? Because we talk shemahuma lebesa. She has a desire to be with her husband. As Rashi says, mahuma lebesa, 18. Neither ham and alash, mahuma lebesa, memaharis leshamesh. She wants to say, no, I don't think it's not really, you know, the moment is there, the moment of passion. So she'll do a vidika, but it won't be such a proper vidika. Right? And that's the Gemara says, v'chi mahuma lebesa, my having, mitok shemahuma lebesa, ena machneses, lechore no snuckin. That's why we're talking about this now. This whole sugi in the beginning is not mangeh halacha lemaisa for us, but it's here where the Gemara Daf Hey introduces the concept of machneses lechore nusdakim in her folds, in her crevices of her body. Okay, and the Gemara goes on to explain how you can just not our issue. I'm not into the rest of the Gemara. We're interested just in this idea of machneses lechore nusdakim. That's what emerges from Daf Hey, that the bedika has to be lechore nusdakim, and we're concerned over that case that she won't do it properly. So then whatever the issue there is, how it works out in the mission, not my problem right now. Okay? Now, So the moment. We see the same thing a little bit later, this one, Ed, on Daf Yud Beis. Okay? A similar discussion. The more asked in 19, Yud Beis went off here. The boy, my neighbor, Abba Raguna, Isha Mash, Tito Katsu, Kashir Vesas. Okay, she should check herself right away because she's vessing in the right away, not vessels of having her period, but the vessel, you know, the immediately. Oh, Siom, we had that, right? So I'm like, maybe she caught the medica, she's vessing, Tanya, he said, she's vessing, Marshall, Shamish, the age, and Shom, the Omnim, the Tzaramashka, Matthias, the Shemish, Nipa, Zayn, Havi Vessels, or how much is that? So I'm like, Kinua, oh, medica. So the question is, Marshall, the Kaneach. What is medica? So there too, Rashi says, again, Kashir Vessels means Miyat. Miyad lachar bila. Okay, that's the Gemara with Osyom, right? What we mentioned. But Lebedika says Rashi, lechorin ulustakis. All right, hilcha kashir vesla mashkakasla. You can't do it right away because the Bedika takes time. It has to go again. You see that Gemara that it's talking about. A Bedika means lechorin ulustakis. The Gemara therefore has to say, well, why don't we talk about Bedika? We're talking about kinua. Kinua is just, a superficial cleaning. Anyway, it's just another Gemara which speaks about. Which indicates that Bedika is defined as Chorin Mustakim. Okay? So at the end of the day, you see from these Gemaras that Bedika is defined as you're going inside Chorin Mustakim. Okay? Now, the Ravid raises the point here in 21. That's a little back, and that's the Gemara. Okay, kinuach you can do right away, but bedika is something more thorough. All right, now, so the Rishonim discuss now, and that's one of the rest of the points today, the rest of the year, is the Rishonim discuss what is the nature of what is the requirement when it comes to bedikas. If you look in the Ravid, and I don't think I want to read all inside there, you can read them. The Ravid is Shara Sira Bedika Simon Gimel. Okay, the Ravid says that there are really three different types of bedika. That's basically the three different types of bedika. All right. Sholosh bedikas chalukas mizuz. So, could I read this? Okay. The first is called kinuah. We just saw that in the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, right? It's a kinuah. First is kinuah, which is just like a superficial type of bedika. Okay. Then there is the second one, hashenis on the third line, bedikas ba'isachitu umakum shashamash dach. That's just where the man's organ goes in. Okay, how far as it goes in. That's a second type of bedika. It's the outer chamber where the man's organ goes in. Okay, and that's what's necessary, as he writes, for he bedika lenida ulazava the amavsakol bedika sashiva asher amar lamala. We call the hefsek tara. Okay, we call the hefsek tara. That's number two. The third is he says ashlishi is bedika schoros doctor by sachitor he bedika the taras. That's for taras purposes. Okay, but the for tashmish is not necessary because it doesn't go in that far. Okay. So, according to the writer, then there are basically three different types of bedikas. Bedika lebala is more than kinuach, but it does not require bedika in chorin ustakim. You hear? That's what comes out. When we saw those gemaras about machnesa chorin ustakim, that was called bedika for taras purposes. That's the writer says. Okay, that's what he says. So he says bedika lebala is more than kinuach. It's more than just a superficial thing, but it doesn't require bedikas in chorin ustakim. He writes that there are some who disagree. Okay, there are some who say that labila you do need Bedikas Chorin is talking, but he thinks the first way is correct. She has to do Bedika and the Bias of Chiton, but it doesn't have to be the Chorin who's talking. Okay, that's the right one. The Bali only needs Bias of Chiton, not in, again, he quotes the other paper, he says, Mistapa Kalishna Kam. That's the right one. Okay, the Ramban, in his Chidushim, and that Dafanida, Haman Aleph 22, Ramban says that the Hefsek Tara needs to be what he calls a Bedika Mu'ula, and that does have to be Chorin Stakim. Hefsek Tara, because the Hefsek Tara is basically what changes her status from Tmeya to Tahora. Okay, but the Bedikas, the Shevetikian, that does not have to be Chorin Stakim. Now, of course, it says at the end about Nefesh Machmer, okay, even in the Shevetikian, okay, and he says the same thing, we'll read the shorter version, Nilchus Nidim, Ramban Park Test, Oshav Beis, 23, Tivduk B'yom Afsak B'yom Bedika Yofet. You had a question? Oh, Bedika Yofa, namely Bedika Schorin is talking, Yofa. Okay, and that's absolutely necessary. And then he talks about the first day, the seventh day, we talked about that already. The Hefsek Tara have to have a Bedika Yofa, but the Shimon Akiyim don't. But he said, but again, back in the Chidushim, in 22, he said that about Nefesh and Machmer on that. Okay, the Rambam is a little bit unclear because the Rambam's Loshon, I'm just pointing out, per Galah Halacha Yud Tes, Milchus Rabbiya 24, the Rambam's Loshon is, Kincha atzma be'ed avodo, kincha atzma. He kept talking the word kincha. And that, according to the Rambam's hierarchy, is the lowest, right? I mean, it's just, it's just a striking. No? The Rambam doesn't say it. So, I don't know. It seems to me that the Rambam's position is unclear. When he's dieting, because he says kincha, but does he really mean that? Does he really mean that? I don't know. Okay. Finally, the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba and his chidushim. That dafanid the hayim and aleph. The masim we told. He quoted the Raivin. Okay, the Rashba quotes the Raivin. Dikdik a Raivin zal. And he quotes Ramban also. I'm not going to read the whole Rashba inside. Okay, but he quotes the Raivin. He quotes Ramban, and he takes issue. Okay, he says there are no kulas regarding Baila, Isha Labaila, that there aren't regards to Taras. And he says, even Labaila, the Bedika has to be in Chorin Stokin, okay, not only in the, what do you call it, in the Hefsek Tara, but in the Bedika of the Shimon Akim as well. Okay, so let's look at the Taras Habayas. Okay, the Taras Habayas, he says the same thing, Habayas on Habayas Zion Shar. Hey, again, I'm not going to take the time to read all of it now, but you can take a look at 26. He says also, okay, and his basic point is, you look at the end of the first paragraph, I mean, we're dealing here with Hilchos Nida, it's a Chiyuv Kares. How in the world can that require less of a Thorah Bedika than for Taras purposes? Doesn't accept it. Okay, and he quotes the Ramban is a Rebbe, and somebody disagrees. So the Rashba says that this type of bedika is never sufficient, the superficial bedika, okay? And, So that's the Shita Rashbo. So even for the Shiva Nakiyim, you require it, all right? And by the way, the Rashbo is not a Das Yachid. The Rosh, in two places, seems to agree with this also. The Rosh in the regular Gemara, neither Paragut Simon Hay, right? Or bedika Shamarnu, the Paragut, this is talking about the 10th Paragut, not by Taras. Okay, he writes, "Bedika shemarno hanef shatachnis beged lover on semer gefen lechoron is talking ad makom shasham dash veloshen meat lekanech zatzman." The who kinoch mekiv lo bedika, and he doesn't distinguish between bedika. He distinguishes kinoch and bedika, but he doesn't distinguish between two different types of bedika, right? And therefore, bedika means choron is talking. That's how he writes in the Hilchos Nida Bekitzer in Siman Beis 28. Acha shivso kadam tidok atzma yafe yafe. Okay, we make a Christian lover, or we say a Gavin lover. The top of the sale, but also Makkah Lachon is talking. Ubedika Zut, here Ben Ashmash, like we said. And he says, and then starting the next day, she counts Shimon Akim. Look at the last line of that rush. It says in the Purish, Uba Osan Shiva Hayamim, Tivdok Bechol Yom Atzma Chalub, Ubedika Yafa, Lahachnis Lachon is talking. So basically, we have three different shitas in the Rishonim. And the one extreme, you have the rabbi who said they don't need Chorin is talking at all. Not for Hefsek Tara, not for Shimon Akim. Ramban, who says, no, for Hefsek Tara, you would need it, not for Shimon Akim. And the Rosh, go on the Rosh, hold it, hold it, you need it for everything. Okay? The smog also, and that was also says, and again, it's always a lot of confused out. He also writes, Bechol 29, Bechol Shivi Yamei Sirosa, Tzricha Likach Megan Pisha Naki, Lovan Amo, Lachmisa was welcome, but Omek, Lechorn was Naki. Okay, Lechorn was Naki. Again, how far in? Okay, how far in? So that we said, okay, as far as the Aver goes. That's how I mean, Rucham, we saw it before, Rosh. And Ivan, I mean, Rucham says also, I told us on Rucham and the Sib Chavav, May 30, Abedika. You see, it's interesting, I'm just pointing out, you look at the smog, he says, the Omek. Sounds like it's even deeper, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
That
they don't say how far,
whether
it should be actually
after Kabbalah. Right, he said they don't say
that's what
just.
Yeah,
well, I have to be associated here somewhere. Yeah, at the end he's making them, but yeah, that's a bit. Anyway, so I'm saying they're showing a different Rishonim. He writes, Rei Rucham does Mefurish, it has to be Ad Shamakom Shamash Dash. Imlokain Ain Zabidika Ale Kinuach. That's how he distinguishes Bidika and Kinuach. He says Bidika and Kinuach is different than how far you go in. Okay? And the Ramban, also doesn't really say, that's what you're saying, the Ramban doesn't really say. Park Bay's Ozvav and Hukus Nina 31. He said, Kate from the next one, Machnes says, Eid La Oso Mokol. How far? I don't know. Say for a Truma, said Pei Zion 32, use the language by Omek. So I don't know how deep the Omek is. Okay, how far does Omek go in? That Truma Sadeshan, okay, says that that's actually a Machokas. Okay, Truma Sadeshan in Psokom Uksavim, that's the second Caleb. Of his Chumash Adeshin, Simon Ayin Ches 33, he writes, "Hahi the Bedikas Ishav Shivanakim Ad Moko Shashamish Dosh Kvar Shomati Medaktik Imizeh Ach Bishar Chibur Lo Kosta Rak Bedika Yafe the Chornos Dochim." It came in the E Efsher the Nashim Kula Hay Ein LaHachmir Elabi Yosef Hanachal Yisrael. Chumash Adeshin tries to say that, well, listen, we'll try and be Meklon people. Okay, some Rishonim say if this go that far. Like others say, Hesim and Chorin and Stockton, it might be a difficult move to get the fourth all the way in. We don't have to be excessively stringent. That's the war has in Shabbos in general. Kufman Chesim Bey that is printed in Hanach Lang Sol Mutu, she was Shogun Rahul Zidin. That's one Hanach Lang Sol. Is that what he's referring to? Right, what was the Dutch referring to? The Hanach Lang Sol. Better Shogun? Or no, even better. Hanach Lang Sol, it made Nevi Mehem Rehna Bihem Mehem. Sakham Sam Favorah. It's printed those two things. Right, Rashi Rehna Bihem, but Tiru Ma I mean, I'm not sure what the Chumash Adeshin meant. They meant that really we should be machmer, but look, they can't be, you know, we too stringent on people. Well, no, but they saw know what they're doing, so you don't even have to be machmer. All right, you pointed out that Mish Yosef cites a lot of these Rishonim, and you know, and he tries to indict and tries to figure out who comes down where. He says, I mean, it's his suffix, right, that Mish Yosef writes, which it wasn't my chab. Beis Yosef writes, what does it mean, the Beis Yosef? What is the Chumash Adeshin? 37. Amasha Kosa Hanacham Yisrael. Is he talking about Hanacham Yisrael, Imen and Abim, Imen and Abim? So that's the case. Baal Nefesh Nam, Yochel Ismach Chibur, Shalom Kosa, Shubnika, Tiyad, Makom, Shalom, Taj. That's what you're saying, right? And the Beis Yosef is saying, Abim, 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 you don't have to be Machre. You can rely on all those people. That say you don't have to go that far in. But or does he mean, Yana Hanacham Yisrael, Mutu Shushog, Vayim, Azidin? Okay, well, there, him came Baal Nefesh, Tarak, Lazar. Right, so all right, that's interesting. It's a question. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch continues to see a bow. Read the first part of Sifov.
At least in the yourselves that we had in 34-35, it would be new that the first step is saying,
because Lohan. Yeah, I thought of that also. I don't know. Just a second. Where do we read the beginning of tomorrow? Yeah, so see, Bob started in 34. Okay, so now, I'm sorry. What happened there? Didn't notice that before. Look back in 13, it says 34, but it should be 13. Okay. Okay, back in 13, when Sifov started. All right, so that was the first thing. He was saying what material you use. Now, continuing here in 38, Sifov, the Tachniseo Ba'osamokom Ba'omek, he sort of blends everybody. Ba'omek, Lechor Mustapim, Admokom Shasham Shlash. Okay, Vitir Mishma Shumar Admuris, Below Shatakhisei Ma'at Lechaneach Atzma. Okay, but don't just do a superficial kinoa. And then he writes, if it's much too painful, okay, too difficult for her to do it, okay, then lefachos b'dika shayom hefsekara, and b'dika shayom rishon nashivet tiena ad makom shashamash dash. Okay, the key b'dikas, okay, and there are more rights. I go, lo osta came b'dika shayom rishon taseh pam achas came b'dika shariyam. At least do one of the 7 days like that. Meal b'di'evet, even l'osta ken klal rak shebod ka'at v'yof v'chon v'stokhen v'omek heitev k'vikocha apalpi shal igiyah l'makom shasham etosh sagila. And one of the end is mekel. Okay, so try and do it at least the first as you can. Put it as far as you can. When you do the other b'dikas, and that's it. All right, so that's really the Mechaber Paskin, in effect, like the Rosh Boch, really. Right, they should do it for everything. All right. But again, the question is, what do we do now? And that's what I'll just finish off with. What do you do now with people who are having difficulties? What do you do with people who are having difficulties? And sometimes women do. They're painful, they have irritations and so on. Okay. I saw also the posting raised a question, what if she doesn't have any bedika clothes? Can you use tissue or whatever? But it rips. That may not be good enough, and so on. All right. So the Noda Behuda has a tshuva. Adura Kama Chelik of Nesim Memva. We've seen part of these tshuvas before. Okay. He says when he pishpash bechol diber ben agadol a Rambam, and I never felt like we said before. The Rambam only uses the word mekaneh, mekaneches, mekaneches. He quotes different Rambams. Okay. And so he says, based on the Rambam. Really, elevada, I look at the end, kinuach sagi be'emes l'bayla. The Huda's mekel. The Huda's big mekel here. He says that if she can't do a thorough bedika, shasar chak, we can rely on the other shita, okay, which the kinuach is considered a bedika. Okay, the kinuach is considered a bedika. That's the kula of the Huda. Okay? The shasar chak, no choice.
Okay, I mean, if the Noda Behuda held that you don't even need a hefsek, maybe, so yeah. then it's not such a far stretch.
You mean the other Noda Behuda?
Right.
Yeah, okay. And come on. Well, she told it's the same truth. Yeah, it's in the same truth. Yes. Okay. So that's the kula of the Noda Behuda. Chavis Das rejects the Noda Behuda. Here in Sim Kuf Tzadi Vav, in Dalit 40, Biur, Chavis Das rejects. He says, quote the Noda Behuda. Okay, and he says it's against everybody else. That's the halakha kula. The low bina b'dikas chorin is talking about. Everybody else, the chol dvar is in a nochem. Okay, and he says that which the Rambam a kinuach. Okay, so he explains the Rambam. Okay, that's talking about b'dikas shalifnei atashmenes, different things. But he writes al b'dikas hefsek b'dikas nakiyim. He says otherwise. Quotes other Rambam. Anyway, bottom line is the Chavis Das rejects the kula from the. All right, so does the Pisnei Tshuva. Okay, Pisnei Tshuva is important test here. Quotes the Noda Behuda. Sheherech lachich the das harbe poskel hakla b'dika el shalom lo libo hakla gamre kev shesh gam ken das hamoz machmirim. Okay. Nonetheless, he says, but find it difficult. Okay, find it difficult. The Sidri Tara 42. One second. Yeah. Tara in Chav Gimel says Umiyo Nira Afla Chok Maraver Matzich Lebara B'Din Torah Zdakim Davku Afilu B'Dievin Lo Mahani Below B'Din Torah Zdakim Vadas Harosh You Have to Have Ad Machon Shavu Dash All the Things Calls That Ena Ela Mechur Darbala. This whole thing of all the extra things has to be Mechur Zdakim has to be with Ad Machon Achash Shamish Dash and so on and so forth. That's all Mechur Darbala. I'm in a Torah, half a piece of a book on stuff, and close his shaw with Nika, but they should tear it in a mitzvah, too late on that. Remember, there's no dam, so that's it. Okay? So, it's okay, because we don't, because it's not really, he said, ain't there a dam that's akim kochah. more blood doesn't gotten in there on a normal, regular basis, and therefore it's the whole there is in Rabbanan anyway, and therefore the Tzidkut Torah also concludes that the Shas of Chak, okay, the whole thing is Rabbanan, all right? And by the way, he brings a raya, that the Tzidkut Torah does. The Tzidkut Torah brings a raya. One second. Yes. The Tzidkut Torah brings a raya for the fact that a kala has to do a bedika, but she can't possibly go bedika that far because she breaks the psulim. Right, we're going that far. So obviously that's still considered a bedika. Okay, it's it's only al chumah d'rabbanan. So therefore, min haTorah, it's enough to see that the dam stop. Again, we usually told women to do it properly, but if they have certain issues, then there's room for kulas. That's the point. And that's the Tzidkut Torah says b'shas hachak, there's room for kulas. And we also spoke before about lubricating, dampening the cloth. Others speak about other lubricating, other Chacham talk about post-kulas, other lubricating agencies. The problem with those is you have to make sure that they're transparent, they're not going to impact the color. Okay. Finally, look at the a different issue, kind of like a side issue. One second. Yeah. When I look at I realize that the Tzidkut Torah continued on top of his page. He said, the Raya from the Kala, I thought I hadn't printed, but I did print it. He said, the Hadavar Borah, she actually Psula, she thinks that's awesome, but Psula can't go that far. It obviously counts the Medica. That's obviously good in the Torah. And the last two things I just mentioned, an issue of sometimes, a woman does the Medica and has a problem. So do a Medica half hour later. Does that trick work? That's a question also. So do multiple Medicas. Okay, that's also an interesting question. If you want to get a Hefsik Tara, just use multiple cloths. You tried once, it didn't work, you'll try again. And to repeat the bedikah. It's not allowed. I won't generally do that. Okay? So again, the point of the Hefsik Tara is that the bleeding stopped. Okay? Now, there's two issues really to look at in that regard. Let's say she did a regular bedikah cloth, but she put it in such a way that no dam gana, but there could well be dam there. Okay, there could well be dam there. All right, so that's a question. But the question here is something that women do. They'll take another bedikah cloth until they finally get a clean one. Does that work? All right. So there's an ishan chumra about it. Anyway, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the tshuva. I printed over here. Because Moshe Yerdechel based in Ayin Aleph. With Dvar, in Rishor Lirchos Atzma, but also Mokhom Yafa Korom Dikos Bistam, Bistam Yishalekhi Chisor Mida. Okay, well, he's talking something else. With that, he's talking something else about she should clean herself first before doing the Bidika. He said, Bach Techake Zman Kotzer Kereva Shah before doing the Bidika. Once she cleaned herself up, she says, no Dam, now she's doing the Bidika. Does that mean she stopped? Not necessarily. Right now, she just cleaned herself. That's why there's no doubt. So Moshe said that you have to wait kereva shah. Wait about 15 minutes. So what's that in 15 minutes? Again, he wasn't talking about this situation, but this situation. So Moshe says that the basic concern he's talking about is, can she bathe herself during the Shiva Nikiyah? Because maybe maybe cleaning up that area with warm water, it's all washed away any time, you won't notice it. All right? So Moshe said that she takes a bath, okay, or cleans herself down there, she's laid at least 15 minutes. Because then in 15 minutes, the dam will reappear if she's not still bleeding. All right? So you can say the same thing here. All right, she'll do a bedika, so wait another 15 minutes, so that's one possibility.
Maybe a question on the gross motion. Yeah. It says, Shaharhi kvar bechazaka shepasku damed. Does this mean that she previously did a hefsek tara, or this applies also?
I think so.
So this wouldn't apply to a hefsek tara?
Yeah, that's a good point. Again, that's all he's talking about, but it's a good point, yeah. So we're just applying which is applying what he writes over here to our situation. I mean, again, the body is short. One second, let me think about that. Okay. See, the Bada Shulchan, they're talking about Bada Shulchan here, but they quote from the Chazanish that, you know, if a woman has, you know, a situation, keeps putting in another cloth, eventually, okay, why? Because the first six cloth wiped the blood away, right? So now, finally, the Chazanish doesn't like that. Okay, the Ravadi is making one. Okay, the Ravadi is making one. Because I printed here, I think we sent this out. Paras Abai Simon Yigimel. They don't have to tell us what page is on in the new edition. Okay, my edition is page Reish Samad Beis, Reish Samad Gimel. Okay. In other words, See, he's more makel, Rabbi, they say. Let's finish up with this 44. He called Malcolm and a hugger, Nashim Tikonios. Shalifna Abadika Bimok will call when it shows both those ats on hate moch or big and love and Bahomak be a photo. If you some up on the dam broke those ats on hate was all come. Now Harnigam Choses of the local Shane is Karoi. Right? That's the stick. Right? And it's, they'll find down, okay, so they'll clean themselves up and do it again. Until, you know, if you have a Pamashne Yatsanaki, then next one Kev Sektara. Then bingo, they have a Hef Sektara. Okay? Now Hain Emes, Kechazunish Kosam. Shafilim tichet v'tigdu miyad v'moch dochok v'chorim tzokim timtas v'moch moki ain't a nashar hefsek tar sh'ain hefsek tar nashar v'mitzos atzma tar v'tchilas ha-bedikim av'motza atzma t'meya v'havira hadman b'rechitza ain't ha-bedikim o'ilu, right? That sounds silly, right? To the b'chazanish sh'al olam ain't ha-isha sh'pam sh'afaz dam el ha-posek v'vishah v'chazes v'chazes bleeding every minute, not pouring blood out. Obviously she's ain't b'dikas ain't the shamaya mistam. If she just bled, and now 2 minutes later, she does another bedika, and it comes out clean. No, that means she just cleaned it. That she just covered the blood. Doesn't mean the fact that she's still bleeding doesn't mean she's not blood flowing out like a fountain. That's not what it is. So therefore, he says no edus there. Ella Bishah says man meruba. He doesn't know what man meruba is. That's what we said in Ramosha 15 minutes, maybe. Okay. Bishah says man meruba or rigish or rasa. Bechakach bar chov tov matzah Torah. Then she calls man shemayim pasuk ma'itok and shalitivta. If Taka, she was still having a period, she was, at that point, after X amount of time, again, he doesn't say what Man Ruba means. Let's say Moshe picked 15 minutes. I don't know. But he says that's one thing. But Achiyah Shlomar, he says, the Ravadi says that the Chazanish's Chumra is Yesh Shlomar Shalom Kosav Kain El Benidono, Shesh Lo Arkim, Bimokor, in the Torah case where a woman had some kind of medical condition and so on. Abistam Nashim, Yesh Lislo Shamok, Shiyat Maluch Badam, basically said the Rabbi says that the Chazanish's situation was only a particular case. He was talking about, again, Chazanish doesn't tell you the amount of time, maybe 15 minutes, but he says that, you know, again, the Rabbi, you know, nobody, you know, people didn't raise this issue in the past. Anyway, so Rabbi, he said Chazanish was only talking about the Medikas in the case that he was passing about. Namely, she had some kind of condition, and we know that she had to stop bleeding. Okay, then he said it's ridiculous to use multiple Medika clothes. But Rabbi said in a regular case, where a woman doesn't see blood after this point, she probably stopped bleeding. Okay, then he says there's room to be makel to do a second Medika clothes. And he says, Chayn Dachim Arshal Kluger, Arel Diskin, and he quotes about his Shulchan, right, about the, towards the bottom, but more than halfway down. Yeshuv Raisi, the Savior about his Shulchan, okay, he quotes about his Shulchan, and maybe towards the bottom, Avadai Masha Shadas, Aposha Vedika Mughila, Filo Nas, the Techev, Achav Vedika Rishon, Rachit Vashlach, became. Okay, so that's what he concludes. On the other hand, at the very end, very end, he says, "Ubecholzos lemitzvah and a mukhar, knowing that shechozim apnis amoch open sheyishur shom kol ben hashmashet, barchalayla vadim matzias amoch, v'shomer osad amoch baroke makom tzenua, v'shomer heitem vokos amachas aryom, v'unachim itchilim yadlish poshivu nakim chen roy lidok." Maggid also was not saying you should do this. He didn't like this business of doing. He said, don't do only b'dikas. Put a moch in. The moch stays in for a while, overnight or whatever, and then you'll check it then. But again, he has, Maggid does have more makel than the, than others, and certainly than the Benonish on this matter. And he says, the woman does a hefsek tara, does not find herself to be clean. She can rinse herself off and do it again. Okay, as long as still before it's man, mushkir. Which doesn't find it, and she'll be fine. Okay, the Chazanish doesn't like it. You have to wait. Zman, you know, Zman is. But provided the same, doesn't, you know, so he's not worried about this. But he agrees with Chatkila, certainly the motion left in the whole banish function. And that's what we hold. That's certainly what we tell women to do. I mean, I'll make it clear. Okay, we're not looking for, you know, we hit the coolers. All right. You know, 15 minutes is enough. Okay, 15 minutes is enough. You know, the best thing, that's why, going back to, I'll finish with this, going back to what we said about, you know, when to do the bedikah, it's a good, that's a tower, it's a good idea to do it, I said to do it in the morning, but late in the day, what does late in the day mean? I think it's a good idea to do it about a half hour before Shkia. That way, if it's a problem, you can do another one after 15 minutes. I'm sorry, the double channel soap, at least twice. That's, I think, a reasonable thing. Okay? Yeah. And usually, anyway, if that one's no good, then she's going to have a problem the first day with the first week anyway. In the morning, it's probably not going to be there so much. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Have you a question about Moch?
Yeah.